Get ready for inspirational, motivational, purpose-driven conversation with Courtney Cottrell and Dr. Pat Vasily. This is Unapologetically Favored, a show where you will learn to be yourself, love yourself, and walk in your purpose without fear or worry. Courtney is a leader of many and a friend to all. She is a passionate speaker, author, and 21-year active duty Master Chief with the United States Navy, here to show you that obstacles are everywhere. But the moment you stop letting your setbacks define you, you start to see yourself in a brilliant new light. Find your confidence, own your power, and never apologize for who you are. Unapologetically Favored starts now.
Oh, welcome, welcome, welcome back to another episode of Unapologetically Favored, Walking Your Purpose. Today's topic is going to be something that we all can relate to. You know, if you're going through your life with the same basic routine, you don't feel like you have the energy, you don't feel motivated, you kind of just find yourself, you know, just kind of moving backwards in life. Don't feel bad. Don't apologize for it. There are so many other people that are out there feeling just like you are. And I just want to welcome you to the show. And also, I want to kind of mention the people that have been emailing me in response to my shows and how the shows have been motivating you. I appreciate the love. If you feel something that you are connecting with and you want to let it be known, please feel free to email me, email Dr. Pat. You know, I love those type of emails to give me energy and just kind of prove that what I'm doing is actually for a purpose. But again, welcome you to the show. And as always, I have the lovely Dr. Pat with me. Hi, Dr. Pat.
Oh, man, this is really a good one. Boy, I can't wait to really get down and get into this.
The nitty gritty, right?
Just, well, you know. Oh, I don't think you and I are exempt from going through the stuff that we talk about either.
Right. We are not. We are not. And you know, I was kind of doing some like reviewing over this today, and it just, you know, over the last 2 years, many of us have just kind of been floating. We've been on autopilot because of the pandemic. And I kind of want to open up the show today with these statistics that I found that I thought were just so mind-boggling. You know, the pandemic resulted in an estimated 53.2 million additional cases of major depressive disorder, which was an increase of almost 30% prior to us going through this. So when you're sitting at home trying to figure out, you know, is it just me? Why am I feeling like this? There are 53 million people that are feeling the same exact way that you are, and you are not alone in this time that we're in right now.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm so glad we're having this conversation. And I just want to say to everybody, you know, that, you know, Courtney, when you take these things on, it's because you and I both are either seeing it with people we're close to, or we're seeing it in ourselves. And what I love about this audience, the most amazing audience on the planet, is they don't want us to just take in academic stuff off the book. See, you and I are real people.
Right.
We go through real things. And a lot of times, you know, I don't know about you, but I've gotten a few emails in the past by notable big media companies like, hello, you should not be talking about yourself. I said, really? Okay. All right. Well, that's got to be like another show. Maybe that's like Oprah or something.
Right.
But that's not my show. My show is we got to be relatable so we can provide relatable solutions.
Right.
Isn't that what you're doing?
Oh, yeah. Because people want to have conversations about things that they can relate to. When you are speaking to someone, they want to know that you understand where they're coming from. That piece of empathy, you know, that I like to talk about at work and kind of show people that everybody has empathy. But you connect with people that can connect with you because you share the same emotional background, you share a same similar experience, and you know what that feeling is. That connection piece is so important if you want to, you know, have something or somebody to lean on. You know, it's very important, but we have to be relatable. You have to be relatable in order to make an impact on somebody's life.
You know, there was a reason that you did that study, right? Because one of the things we're talking about today is really this idea of one, recognizing you're on some form of autopilot. You've created a pattern that is not in your health, your body, and your spirit's best interest.
right,
in your future's best interest. Right. And I love the way you're bringing this on, because we have to really know the signs. Maybe you can take us through this. We have to know the signs that will indicate to us we are not living with full intent. We got to have some signs on that.
Oh, so they let's are.
Talk about what some of them are that you've discovered.
Just, you know, feeling stagnant. You know, you wake up in the morning, you don't really have a purpose or a drive. You don't feel like you want to do this anymore. You know, you've lost your interest. You feel like you're withdrawn from people, places, and things that usually you had a high interest in. You know,
you want to check out.
Right. You mentally, if you haven't already done it, you are mentally checking out at that point. And that goes along with that depression disorder as well. And I talk about that because I was once diagnosed with major depressive disorder. And I felt that withdrawal. Like, you know, your phone would ring and you would just look at your phone and you would watch it ring because you really don't feel like talking to anybody. You just want to go in a corner. You just want darkness. You just want to be in the bed all day, not being bothered, not being interrupted. You don't have the energy to speak. You just feel brain tired. You're mentally drained and you don't understand why. You know, just you find yourself stressed out and worrying about things that never really bothered you before, you know. But I think that withdrawal piece is the most recognizable, because I know me, I'm a people person. You know, people that know me say I never meet a stranger. Everybody is my cousin. I don't care who you are, where you come from, you're my cousin. But you find yourself going, you know what, I don't feel like peopling today. Yeah. I don't feel like dealing with nobody. I don't answer no questions. I don't want to answer my phone calls. I don't even want to respond to text messages. You find yourself at that low point and you can't really understand, or you don't quite know why you're feeling this way. That's one major sign that I like to share with people.
Well, if you're looking at my screen right now and you're watching this on Facebook, I'm gonna tell y'all something. See that young girl back there sitting in the background of me? Back in the day, that was me. I had long hair. I could have literally, I think I was a little bit heavier than she was even back then. But I will tell you that feeling sitting in the bottom stairwell, and by the way, just in case you may or may not know, that is a subway setting. That's what it looks like when you're running down in New York, get the subway. But that picture behind me, it says 1,000 words, right? I mean, Courtney, think about it. How many of us feel like we want to run away, sit down at the bottom of a step, hand holding up our head, and not knowing what to do. But today you're going to help people and give us some solutions, aren't you? I mean, you've been there and I've been there. And, you know, I have to tell you, I don't think you and I have not been affected by COVID. I know I have. I know I have had to dig so deep for tools, especially here in this year. I've had to dig really, really deep. But let's talk about something I know you've talked about before. We have to trust ourselves,
right?
And we have to trust our decisions, and we have to understand what is at the bottom of them, right? Can you talk to this? Can you talk about decisions? Are they fear-based? Are they intention and inspiration-based? How can we help people understand decisions, no decision, and the fact that no decision is actually a decision? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it makes sense. That was a whole lot of one, huh? That was a sandwich question.
Go ahead. You know,
so the fear-based, and I like to talk about the fear-based thing, because we don't realize how people influence us so easily. We can always say all day, every day, and twice on Sunday that I'm not easily influenced, but you are. During the pandemic, I found myself being easily influenced. And sometimes you have to stop and say, you have to kind of not look at it like in the core, look at the bigger picture, right? You got to look at the bigger picture. When information is being put out about anything, not just the pandemic, but just anything, step back and ask yourself, okay, is this really the truth? Or is this just a way to kind of get you to lean to one side to agree with or disagree with? Does it really make sense? Because I would find myself not wanting to touch anything somebody else touched. I'm like, really? You know, after a certain point, you got to realize, like, if I'm going to get sick, I'm going to get sick. You know, we've been going through through the motions, the world, life, and everything else. And, you know, illnesses have come about, they have gone. And I don't know. I think I'm just one of those people that just believes, like, if something's going to happen, it's going to happen. But the fear base, you know, you have to decide whether or not for yourself, if that's what's going to drive you, if that's what's going to control you, are you going to give into and believe everything you hear or make your own decisions? Because that is still making a decision. If you get up today and, you know, it's a news anchor came on the TV and said, you know what, the world is going to blow up in 2 days. Are you just going to sit in the house and wait it out? Or are you going to get out and kind of live your life until the very end? And that's how I feel sometimes. Live your life until the very end, the best way possible. Don't allow people to talk you into a dark place. You have to figure out and know what's best for you and determine when you're going to get up out of that darkness, out of that sunken place. Take control of your life and not let other people dictate and take control of your life for you.
You know, did those numbers that you found shock you a little bit? And let's just kind of curve this around a bit if we could, because we're talking about a situation and a condition that people are experiencing. And those that reported in that report, they're aware of it and are willing to take the survey and admit to it, right?
Right.
But there's a whole lot of people over here. Can you talk about how we can help people assess or access where they are today? Like right now, can we help people do a little bit of ask a couple of questions to themselves to see how they might answer them?
You know, you can, let's see.
Well, let me give you an example.
Okay, go ahead.
Are you jumping out of bed in the morning? Or are you thinking, I just want to throw that alarm like right out of the door?
Right.
Let's just go through a couple of little signs.
Yeah.
Let's just go through a couple of little.
Feeling heavy. Like you just feel heavy. Ooh, that's heavy. A big one for me.
Heavy is big.
Because if you're, everything is weighing on you. And you know, like earlier before the show, when you and I were talking about, you know, women are pretty much, you know, more affected than men, you know, going through this. And you have to think the people that have the families, they've been the caregivers of the family, the wife, the mother, the father, the caretaker, the children, you know, you already had that on your plate. And then to stack everything else that's been going on with homeschooling and, you know, career not really being guaranteed to be there tomorrow because you don't know if your employer is going to have money to pay you in your next paycheck because, you know, the business isn't really running that well. Just the different things. Or if you actually became sick and had to take off from work, will you still be able to survive? So that starts to build on you. It builds on your spirit. It builds on your soul. It builds on your mental. And mental health equals your physical health. If your mental health is heavy and you can't press through your days, if that mental toughness is not there, it's going to physically affect you as well. It's going to weigh on your physical health as well. But feeling heavy, I don't know if you've ever experienced that before, but I can actually say, like, some days my soul just feels heavy. Like I can't go on. Like just you, there's just something about it where you don't feel like you have a purpose. You feel like, you know, what you're doing is not good enough. There's something else you should be doing, but you don't have any interest or any motivation to do it. The things that you did do, you don't care. You don't want to do those either because they no longer interest you. They no longer grab you. Those are some of the questions you have to ask yourself, analyzing yourself when you wake up in the morning. You know, like the first question was, how are you getting up in the morning? What is your initial wake up emotion? Are you feeling like, yes, I'm going to conquer the day? Or are you feeling like, oh my God, here we go again?
Yeah. I mean, and the reason I'm asking these questions is because a lot of times, right, Courtney, a lot of these surveys, when they come out, they ask a bunch of other questions. You know, I'm back when I was in school, my first research project was on wellness and well-being. And I remember there were so many questions that, you know, we would ask people. But let's bring up the ones you talked about today. Do you feel like your life doesn't have purpose now? In order to get at that, right, you're not enthusiastic about things. you're going through the routine,
right?
Right. You're barely getting the things done. You find like you're on an emotional roller coaster ride. And this is really today, you know, what you're bringing to the forefront here for people today is for them to understand we can stop living on this autopilot of despair that we've created and living on purpose. Tell us about the significance of living on purpose and what it does for you, what it does for your life.
You know, the purpose comes with, when you have a purpose, you have intent. You have like a strong intent. You have that, I know why I'm here. I know what needs to get done because this is my purpose. And, you know, trying to get to that point where you are trying to figure out what your purpose is or to make you feel like you have a purpose. There are different things that you can do as far as, you know, like if you're looking around right now because you've been home, you've been teleworking for the last 2 years and you're looking in your living room or you're looking in your kitchen or you go in your bedroom or your bathroom and you're just like, oh my God, there's just so much stuff everywhere. You know, it starts small. Clean the bathroom, make the bed, clean your sink out, put your dishes away. You know, start with the small things and make that your purpose in the morning. So that's going to be one goal when you get up in the morning is to make sure everything is in its place, right? Gives you a little bit of a perk. Then when you're making decisions, take ownership of your decisions. You know, I'm going to decide today, I'm going to get my nails and my toes done. I'm going to get a manicure and a pedicure. You know, find something that's going to give you a sense of comeback. It's going to give you a sense of well-being. Because if you start to do things for yourself that's going to make you feel good, you're going to ultimately do good. And it's going to reverse that negative and depressive mindset. You know, think about, are you giving more to others? Are you pouring into other people more than they're giving to you? There used to be this meme or this, I don't know if you've ever seen it, but I love it. It's a drawing of a young man standing like in a suit, and his father standing in a suit, and the man is holding like a puzzle piece from his body and trying to give it to his son. And his son has, you know, like the cutout puzzle piece in his back. But the father's handing him this puzzle piece from his body, but there's all these other holes and gaps in his body as well, you know? And I look at that because how many times have we given so much to people and we're sitting here tired and we're drained, but because we have such a giving, warm spirit, we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. We don't want to say no because we don't want to create that boundary and that, you know, that misunderstanding that, you know, I want to be your friend, but if I tell you no, then maybe we can't be friends again. You have to find that boundary and learn how to set that healthy boundary for yourself to protect your peace and your mental. Setting a goal every day, every week, achieving that goal, it starts to bring you back to life. You know, that intent, that purpose of getting up. Why am I doing this?
Yeah.
Why am I here?
You know, I love that we're talking about, my mom used to really say, she used to get us girls out and she would always point things out. You know, we'd be down there in my grandparents' home down there in Virginia or down there in the Carolinas, and we come across a pond. And the pond would be like filled with algae and just not moving. There's nothing going on in the pond. And out of her would be something like, girls, three girls at the time, my brother came later. Girls, see this pond? Y'all take a look at this pond. Now look, what do you see in this pond? You know, is there anything moving in the pond? I mean, does it look a little yucky? So girls, don't ever let your life look like this pond. Don't ever let your life be not moving. Don't ever let your life be stagnant. Don't ever let your heart. And, you know, we were young kids and we used to just look at her. Anytime she would say, girls, you know, right, we would, oh, here it comes.
I get a lecture.
Years later, though, and even today, she would say, you got to keep going.
Yeah.
Got to keep going. And you know, when you're looking at a woman had her first child, my stepsisters at 12 and second one at 13, because then we were like all the same age, right? Like there. Mm-hmm. You listen to that.
Right.
You got to keep going.
You do.
You know, sometimes you got to put your car in reverse, but you don't drive in reverse.
Right.
That's another one of her things. But isn't that what you're doing to help people as well, Courtney? It's the idea of let's meet you where you are. Let's not become another one of those statistics. But even if you are one of those statistics, can we help you? Can Courtney Cottrell help you fire up that engine again?
Right. You know, and I might not be able to, you know, cure what you have going on, but what I can do is bring awareness so that you're more in tune. You have self-awareness of what you're going through and make you think about, you know, maybe that's why I'm feeling the way I'm feeling. And even to go along with everything that we've been talking about, you know, I was going to talk about how much strength it takes to keep going when all you want to do is ball up in darkness and just shut the world out. It is a very draining task to keep going, but that is, you know, that is when you really find out how strong mentally and physically you are. When you know you're at your lowest point, when you know you're just like, I'm just ready to give up, when you know you're just, I don't have the motivation to keep going. I don't want to be bothered with nobody. I don't care about going to work. I don't even want to pay my bills on time anymore. Just take the car, repo the house. Just, you know what? I'm done with life. I'm just, nothing seems to be going my way. The pandemic, I can't see my family members. They've taken my family members. You get to that point and you still, if you are one of those people that are at that point right now, you know, I understand, I relate to you, but listen to me. You can still get up. You still, your presence still has a purpose on this earth. Your presence still has a purpose in somebody's life, you know, and the recognition of going through all of that is at different stages for people. You know, for me, I always recognize when I'm having my down day. And that's why I used to tell my mental health counselor, I have up days and down days, and I recognize when I'm having down days, and I'm aware of that. So I try to be aware of how I'm reacting to those around me, my surroundings. How am I, you know, coming off? Because I don't want anybody to be sucked in and all of a sudden now they're depressed because I'm depressed. You know, it's a battle that I'm fighting, you know, and so I use that as awareness for other people because I get it. I know. I understand how hard it is to be strong when you're really feeling weak and vulnerable on the inside.
You know, I want to just get back to something you said earlier and would love for you to talk a little bit more about it. Let's talk about the word motivation for a minute. I know we just kind of talked about some signs of it and kind of motivation is a fascinating word to me. It's used in human potential. It's used in the military, right? Okay. Yeah, right. It's used in, you know, talking about motivation and momentum. Mm-hmm. And I think we should have a conversation on what that means because it's more than just an idea. It's like the special magic sauce that if we can have motivation be there, because one of these other signs are, you know, that we don't feel motivation or our motivation is low. And I love what you said before, because I went through that this weekend and I just went around and I just picked some things up that were, you know, that I've got something I have to glue and I knew I wasn't going to get to glue to it. So why don't I just go put it in the other room on a shelf, right? Why do I got to keep it on my dining room table? What is that about? Right? That's crazy. It's like a big thing too. It's not like a teeny little thing I got to glue. It's like a big box. And by the time I took 20 minutes, maybe 20, the whole energy, everything was transformed. Aren't we talking about that for those people that maybe are like, no, I'm not going to do a podcast today. But how about if we could talk to people about how to do some of the little things, Courtney?
The little things, you know, and I love that speech. It's slipping my mind right now. They're talking about, you know, you want to be great, make your bed up. It's the feeling of the accomplishment feeling that it gives you that you've done it, you've succeeded, you've achieved a goal, check, and keep going. You know, and right, you know, and it's when you start accomplishing and knocking off taskers and goals, it just kind of keeps, it makes you want to keep going. Like, I don't know, like people when they gamble or when it's something about that adrenaline flow, you know, like, oh my God, I'm winning. And who doesn't like to win? So you have that, it gives you that energy boost, that adrenaline, the the happy hormones, whatever it is, that makes you just want to keep going and keep going like a runner's high. And so I was pulling up the definition for motivation, and it says it's the desire to act in service of a goal. It's crucial. It's a crucial element in setting and attaining our objectives. Like that's that. The motivation factor is the it's the glue that holds you together with your goal. If you don't have motivation, you're not going to reach your goal. If you don't have motivation, you're not going to get up in the mornings ready to achieve the day. If you don't have motivation, you're going to remain stagnant. You're going to remain depressed. You're going to remain right where you are. And it's like, you have to pick a battle. Like, do you want to be motivated and you know, have forward movement and progress in your life? Or are you comfortable staying right where you're at in a cluttered space mentally and physically? You have to pick a battle. You can't have both at the same time.
You know, I love this. We're going to take a short break. Courtney, before we go anywhere, I need an update. I need an update on your book. Let's have your website. How do people get talking to you? Give us some information here.
So you can always check out my website, unapologeticallyfavored.net. And all three books are on there as well. So you can order all three books, Unapologetically Favored, Wake Up, Turn Up, Bless Up, and Never Be Afraid to Eat Alone on the website. And you can also shop for motivational apparel, gifts, coffee mugs, t-shirts, tote bags, wall art, all the goodies at shopfavored.net as well.
I love it. Look, when we come back, right, we're going to take this next thing on. And this is really the key, because we got to set the, just like you just did so beautifully, you set the stage for, look, if these are the things that are going on, these are the things you need to shift. Why? Because manifestation is a key. It is a core value. We are born at birth to manifest. I mean, if you don't think that when that baby is born and is crying, that it does not want to manifest food. Manifestation is an inherent part of who we are from the get-go.
Oh, why? I gotta tell you a story.
Why is it working for some and it's not working for others? And right. Can you rise up, motivate, manifest, right? And become magnificent. Let's take a short break, Courtney Cottrell. Yep, we're on it when we come back. And by the way, if you have an unapologetically favored question for us, 1-800-930-2819, let's get on it. If you don't think you're unapologetically favored, 1-800-930-2819, let's get some stuff moving. It's all Courtney when we come back. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to expand and move forward and create the love in your life that you truly desire and deserve? Specializing in consensually non-monogamous and polyamorous relationships, Elizabeth Cunningham works with all people who want to expand and grow the love they have in their lives. Contact Elizabeth for more information on love coaching and applying for her online course, Love Deeper, at elizabethcunningham.com.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts on Transformation Talk Radio.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Hobert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Hobert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyhobert.com. That's drkathyhobert.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on transformationtalkradio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Woo! Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Unapologetically Favored, Walking Your Purpose. Today, Dr. Pat and I are having a deep conversation about something that, you know, all of us can relate to. And it's, you know, trying to how to stop living on autopilot and live with intent and purpose and fulfillment in life. And before we went to break, Dr. Pat talked about the manifestation, and we're going to get to that in a minute. But first, I want to let you know, if you are looking for anything that I'm doing, my work, my projects, you need me for a guest speaking event, you can always email me, contact me, follow me through all my social media, Facebook, Instagram. What else do I have? Twitter, TikTok. I don't do a lot of stuff on TikTok, though. It's not funny. Not have me dancing in the streets. But you can go onto my website. All of my books and projects are there, as well as photos of just things I've done in the past. And even if you want to send an email, just let me know that you've heard this show or any topics that you would like to hear talked about, because, you know, you really feel like there's something that you're missing in your life. Please, please, please reach out. But I just want to welcome you back. And so we're going to keep rolling into this next segment that talks about taking control and manifesting whatever it is you want in your life. I know at work, I tell people that all the time. If you want it, manifest it. Walk it, talk it, eat it, breathe it like you already have it at the tip of your fingers. Because if you don't believe it, it will never happen. You have to believe it in order to just kind of start creating that environment, start drawing that energy, that attention. And I was, you know, late night, one night, couldn't sleep. I like to scroll Pinterest. I like looking at house plans, like my dream home when I retire from the military. And so I came across this article about a lady who was from New York. And she said that growing up, she was always just like, one day I want to meet a celebrity. That was her big goal in life, right? She always wanted to meet a celebrity. Nobody in particular, just somebody. So she came across this book called The Secret by Rhonda Byrne.
Yep.
That's how I say it, Byrne, right?
Yeah.
And she read this book and she was just like, okay, it talks about manifesting, creating, you know, what you want in life by visualizing your goals clearly to attract it. And it really interests her. So then she visits her son out in California. He had to work. So she takes the car. He's in Malibu, a job somewhere. She takes the car to just a neighborhood coffee spot. And she's sitting there, you know, having her coffee at the bar counter. And she hears a voice speaking to the cashier. She's like, "Ooh, that voice sounds familiar." And she looks up and it's, what's his name? Kutcher. Ashton. Yes.
Yep.
And she's just like stuck, overwhelmed. Oh my gosh, is this really happening? Because now she's thinking about how all this time growing up, her number one goal in life was to see a celebrity in real life or meet a celebrity in real life. She read this book about manifesting and visualizing what it is you want to attract the energy and the vibe to get what you want. And here she was at this coffee shop, minding her business, having coffee, visiting her son while her son was at work. And she sees Ashton Kutcher ordering coffee, just everyday Ashton Kutcher. So then Ashton continues to sit there with her coffee. A lady comes up beside her and she's like, "Oh, I'm sorry, you know, am I on your way?" And the lady said, "No, you're not on my way." She goes, "I'm just trying to make room because my friend and her baby, they're coming as well." And she's like, "Oh, okay," doesn't think nothing of it. And then she looks over and hears Mila Kunis with the baby. And she's like, at this point, ready to pass out.
Right,
so she's trying to keep her cool. But I'm telling this story because we don't realize how much our energy, our vibe attracts whatever it is that we're giving off. If you have a negative spirit, a negative soul, negative thoughts, negative perception on everything, everything in your life is going to be just that, negative. But if you're speaking into existence and thinking about and visualizing and dreaming and setting goals and, you know, carrying yourself the way that you want to be received, that's what you're going to get. Yeah. Manifestation.
You said it. Let's talk about the difference. And this was really, Rhonda took a lot of criticism for the movie The Secret. And, you know, and the criticism came from not necessarily the book or what she did, but it came from what people thought. And one of the things you said, I want to get back to, you must believe. Okay, what do we mean by that? Your belief must be unwavering.
Right.
Right. It's what I'm talking about. And maybe you can talk about this as well. You know, if you are in sports, like we had a woman on from the past show, she's an athlete, you know, like top roller derby. Right. And if you don't believe that you can either achieve it, manifest it, help another person with it, divinely and magically inspire it, you're doomed. And what happens sometimes is, and especially in what happened with the movie The Secret, is people had this notion that if I just think it and put it up on a chart without strengthening the conviction of my belief,
right,
it's just going to happen. But the universe is impersonal, like your friend, like that story you read.
Right.
It's like, I want to meet a celebrity. It was like, yeah. And boom, two of them show up.
Right.
Can you talk a little bit, because this ties right into this, and this ties into unapologetically favored as well. See, unapologetically favored, just say those two words, unapologetically favored. They are two very powerful, powerful words. And you must believe them. You must believe them, right, Courtney?
You have to. If you don't believe that you can achieve something in your life, nobody else is going to believe it as well. And we're talking about unwavering, steadfast, being grounded, being super glued to it. If it is what you want, if that is your goal, if that is your intent, your intention, if that is, you know, some people, we say, you know, before I die, my number one purpose is to meet so-and-so or to do such and such. If that is it, nobody can shake you loose from that, because that, you know, that goal that you have, that idea, that vision, it belongs to you. You cannot apologize for that, because we all don't have the same vision, the same way we all don't have the same goals, right? But if you continue to work at it, if you continue to live it, breathe it, you know, dream about it, set it as a goal, write it down in a journal, step by step, what would happen? How would you do it? You know, it becomes a part of you. Then you start finding yourself gravitating towards things that maybe that idea, goal that you have is it works in conjunction with. You know, you have to set yourself up for success. Writing a vision on a board. Okay, that was one step. So how are you going to live this? What else are you going to do? How are you going to take this in and make it into something? Because you can write something on the board all day long, walk away and forget it. But you'll never get what it is that you want. It comes, you still have to do a little bit of work, but you still have to believe that one day it's going to happen. I'm still trying to believe I'm going to win the lottery. One day it's going to happen.
Listen, once upon a time, I had a friend tell me that, and a friend, mom, the whole thing, you have to believe to achieve. I don't care what it is. You have to believe that you are going to be in the Olympics. I mean, you have to believe it. And, you know, part of this is a conversation that you and I need to have. And I got to ask you to weigh in on this, is because I have found that for me, one of my greatest challenges in the believe to achieve. And believe me, I'm telling you from the get-go, I think I was born with this. But somewhere along the way, I learned doubt. Hello, doubt. Hello, doubt.
It'll stop you in your tracks.
Okay, come on. Let's talk about doubt. Because
We're human. It's going to happen. You're going to think that you're not good enough. You're going to think that, you know, maybe this wasn't meant for me, because it's not, I don't think it's really doubt. I think it's the fear of, I think it's the fear. Doubt to me is kind of relationship, because they both stop you at a certain point, because they make you feel like you are not deserving. You are not worthy. You don't have what it takes. You're not supposed to be here. It's not your time. This is not your destination. It's not your goal. That doubt will hold you back. It will, but you have to recognize that that's what it is before you actually stop doing whatever it is that you're doing in order to get to your goal, you know, and just, you know, and a prime example would be Judge Brown right now going through, you know, this whole entire,
what the heck,
oh my goodness, like this whole circus, right? This whole circus, you know, Judge Brown has sacrificed, achieved, been nominated, been recognized, been hired, been, you know, awarded, just, and for people to make her feel like she's not worthy, she's not here. And I guarantee you, even her at her level, she's probably sitting there having a doubt.
And I've got to tell you, just listen to Cory Booker on that, and he'll straighten your butt out for a minute. But look at, right, you know, sometimes we have big dreams, and with big dreams come big challenges.
Yes.
And what you're talking about, what you help people with, is to be ready at all levels. You know, to be ready about, you know, if you want to make an impact on others, right? And that's what you want to do. You want to make an impact on others. You're the coach that wants to help others achieve their goal. And so, you know, your house has to be clean.
Right.
And I don't mean like physically clean. Right. I mean your emotional house, your confidence house,
mental
right?
house.
And we cannot choose our path out of fear. Jim Carrey says something about that. But if we choose our path out of fear, we are not really choosing our path either, are we?
No, we're not. It is he says, so many of us choose our path out of fear disguised as practicality. What we really want seems impossibly out of reach, so we don't want to ask for it. But he's proof that you can ask the universe for whatever it is that you want. And that's the story I share about myself. You know, you want to make an impact. You want to, you know, motivate people. And it's so funny how I'm here where I'm at now, because I remember our very, very first interview, like almost, 2 years ago now.
Yeah.
And you specifically told me, you're about to go do great things. And I was like, I don't know what that means, but okay. You know, and here we are, like 2 years later, you know, just so many different blessings have come my way. But that's because when you told me that, it stopped me in my tracks. But I said, if somebody on the outside of my bubble who's never met me in person, that met me for the first time, is telling me this, maybe there's something to it. And I'm going to believe it. I'm going to receive what you're putting out to me, and I'm going to manifest it. I'm going to show up every day like I'm somebody important. I am going to live my life like I'm somebody important, because not just, okay, you're important, we love you, but no, like, oh, she's important. Like, she got a message to put out. That's how I live my life. Because honestly, I do have a message to put out. If you ask me, I'm gonna give you a lecture, you know, about anything. But it's just that, oh, the whole manifestation piece. And just, you have to be ready. You have to be ready for the challenges that come with asking for things in life. Because we ask for things in life, and then when we're stuck in a dark place, in a depressed place, we don't understand why we're there, and we're thinking the world and the universe is going against what we asked for. But no, sometimes you're not being buried, you're being planted so you can grow. And you needed that moment to probably humble yourself. You needed that moment to get back in touch with who you truly are. You needed that moment to reflect on what was good in your life and the people that you need to either remove or add to. That was time for you to get it together, because you had to go through that test in order to have a testimony.
Yep. And I got to tell you, I mean, I don't know what happened to the art of respect, if I just can say, but you talk about unapologetically favored, and you need to just send Judge Brown a little note, because when you watch a powerful woman, both in tears and laughter, and brilliance and excellent, and craziness of boycotts, and just ridiculous nature of respect. See, we the people allow that behavior. Hello, we allow it. And you know, I did not vote for her. I did not vote for Liz Cheney. I will just be very frank about that. But I want to put a Wonder Woman outfit on her. I will probably never vote for Liz Cheney. But the level of respect that her position on democracy, and I want to say this, this is not a political show. You make your own political decisions and you decide, but look for the respect within yourself.
Right.
Because respect does not invite compromise, does it?
Oh, no. No, there's no compromise. You know, it was a quote I had posted on one of my social medias. And I even made it into a t-shirt and a cup that was like, you know, a lack of boundaries invites a lack of respect. You got to have boundaries. Mm-hmm. And it's sad that, you know, even if you set boundaries, people will still try you. Mm-hmm. Even if you say, no, this is not it. This is not what I'm looking for. You're disrespecting me. I don't agree with it. Your behavior is out of control. People will still try you, but it's all about how you handle it, how you let those individuals affect you. You know, how you let them put the doubt in your mind that maybe you're not fit for the job, or, you know, maybe your dreams have never come true, or, you know, that goal you're trying to achieve, maybe it is out of reach. Maybe you'll never manifest it. It's never going to happen for you. But every individual has the responsibility and the ownership of themselves. People only do to you what you allow them to do.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They only affect your emotions as far as you will let them. And yeah. I even told a young man today at work, you know, you give your power away. You give your power away. You give your power away when you allow outside sources, people, places, and things to affect your emotions. And when they find that weakness within you, like all humans, they keep poking. They'll keep poking. And they'll keep poking until they can break you down. But then again, then that goes back to what we talked about earlier, you know, being in that dark, sunken place, feeling like you're not supposed to be here. The world is against you. The universe is against you. That's your lowest of the low. But that's when you find out how strong you really are. So you only have two choices. You can lay down and keep being a victim.
Yep.
Or you can say, no more. This was meant for me. I'm manifesting what I want in my life. I'm going to go out here and get it. You can bring all the naysayers you want. You can try to instill doubt. But this was meant for me, and I'm going after mine.
Yep. And yes, thank you for sending me that text message. I went old school on Judge Brown, but yes, it's Judge Brown Jackson, just to set the record straight.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you.
I went a little like, okay, before you were that, you were that. But, you know, let's bring this conversation full circle, if we could. For those people just tuning in, I want everybody to know that this is a fabulous show. That Courtney does. Courtney, look, let's just take a minute and tell people how they're going to find out about everything you're doing, right?
Yeah.
The books, how to keep motivated, how to work with you as a coach. Make sure people have all of that. Would you do it?
Yes. So unapologeticallyfavorite.net is my website, and it is the home of everything that I do. From, you know, if you want to send me an email, just talking about whatever is on your mind, I'm always here for that. All three of my books, Unapologetically Favorite, Wake Up, Turn Up, Bless Up, and Never Be Afraid to Eat Alone, are also for purchase through that website as well. If you are looking for a motivational gift or just something that kind of that you can wear every day with a quote, I promise you, you will find it at shopfavorite.net. You know, this journey that I'm on, that you're on with me, is just to get you from one place to the next in a healthy way, with good boundaries and unapologetic about everything that you say and do, within reason, of course. So
I know we've got a few minutes left. I want to talk a little bit about clapping and bragging for yourself.
Oh, yeah.
And the reason I want to talk about it is, you know, I don't know what kind of upbringing you had, but it took a while for us to get, you know, what my mama was saying about girls, you need to be bragging more with maintaining a level of humility. And she was a master at it. She was a master at it. And yet we live in a society now that's self-deprecating. We just will absolutely put ourselves down. And even in joking, that is not good, right? Tell us about the clapping movement.
So, and it's so funny. So this morning I had to talk to some young sailors and welcome them to their new command and everything. And you know, we were talking about like motivation and, you know, don't wait for other people to validate you, and make sure you get out and, you know, research information for yourself. Don't depend on other people to tell you everything. And I said, and at the end of the day, when you learn something new, I was like, stand up and clap for yourself. And they were like, what? I'm like, that's the thing. Stand up and clap for yourself, because we spend so much time waiting for somebody else to tell us whether we're good enough to fit the bill. Why do we do that? Because now you're just subjecting yourself to their opinion. you're living off of somebody else's opinion. And you know what I'm saying about opinions, everybody got them. You need to be accepting of yourself first, because once you accept who you are, love who you are, you don't care what nobody else thinks about you. Because I don't have to answer to you, answer to myself. So knowing who you are, being able to say, you know what? I made my bed this morning. Let me go down here and have a glass of wine. It might be 9 o'clock in the morning. It might be 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Doesn't matter. I did it. I'm proud of me. Yeah. It's the small things. You got to clap for yourself. Stop waiting for other people to talk to you in a positive manner. Talk to yourself. Get up and write affirmations.
I love it. Because if you go to your site, if you all go to unapologeticallyfavored.net, you're going to say something. Motivational guidance and empowerment. A woman, a leader, a testimony. Mm-hmm. Even if that's all you can get out, right? If that's a woman, a mother, right? A grandmother. If that's all you can get out today, get it out.
Right. And I was talking about this, the affirmation. So when I was, a drill instructor at boot camp, I swear I thought I made somebody mad in my former life. And I said, why am I here with these kids? Oh my goodness. It was just, early mornings, late nights. I was tired. I'm putting milk in my plate cabinet instead of the refrigerator because my mind's not working, you know? And I'm just like, what is my purpose here? Why am I here? And sometimes you just need the lighter to kind of light your flame a little bit more, a little bit of gasoline to throw on your flame to make it a little bit brighter. And I would walk in and see like a letter that one of the recruits slid up under the door because they knew they weren't allowed to be up out of their bed at night. And I would read this letter and it would say something like, you know, thank you for believing in me. Thank you for giving me a second chance. I didn't have anybody. I was homeless. You know, my mom passed away. It'd be a whole sad lifetime story. And for me, it was kind of like, okay, you know what? There's something that you have that is positively infecting other people. It is impacting them, it's affecting them. It's, you know, giving them a chance. This is your purpose. This is your why. Girl, you better get up every day and be thankful because you're doing whatever you're doing well because people are saying thank you.
Yeah.
And that's how you have to wake up in the morning. Whatever you're doing well. If you cleaned your counter, if you spoke to a stranger this morning, if you sat down and had a conversation with your, whatever you are doing, do it and know that you are doing well.
Yeah. I love, there was a quote that I came across on your, and by the way, for those of you out there, when you go to Courtney's site, please hop over and check on her social media, whether it's Instagram, whether it's Facebook, whether it's Twitter, just take a look. Because there are messages there, right? And, you know, one of the things I love is, you know, the full expression that reaches the hearts, the soul, the body, and the mind of people. And if we just took a bit of this in, you know, I think there was a quote on your website. It's like every issue you avoid creates a war inside of you.
Oh, yes.
Every issue you avoid creates a war inside of you. That's like a whole next show.
Woo!
The war inside of you. Woo! What are you running from? What are you running from?
Lessons in life. That's what I tell people. You're running from your blessings.
Because look at, it's hard if your plate is full. And these 30 months that we just went through, we have full everybody's plate, our emotional plates, our mental plates, our physical plates, and our spiritual plates.
Yes.
And I think that every issue of void creates a war inside of you. Mm-hmm. That is right there. That is your post.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody makes that quote without having experiencing that. And I want to thank you for bringing the truth to life.
Oh, you're welcome. It's that we talked about in the beginning of the show, being able to relate, being relatable.
Yeah.
That is my thing. And cause a lot of times we feel like we're the only ones going through it. We're the only ones feeling like we're on autopilot. We're the only ones feeling like we don't have a purpose. We're the only ones just going through the motions. You're not the only one. A lot of us, 53.2 million people, are going through the same things that you are dealing with. Might not be the exact same, but mentally, physically, emotionally, they're all experiencing the same things. This is real.
Mm-hmm.
It's real. You know, this autopilot mindset, we have to recognize what it is and pull up our bootstraps and say, you know what? No more am I going to play victim. No more am I going to lay here and just feel hopeless and helpless when I have so much to offer the world, so much to give. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Courtney, thank you so much for everything. Powerful show, powerful message, and you have a powerful coaching program as well. For those of you out there, unapologeticallyfavored.net, go check it out. Facebook, Unapologetically Favored, go ahead and check it out. But more importantly, go over there and get inspired. You know, take a look at what Courtney is doing to help countless people all over the globe to really rise up, step up, and be everything about unapologetically favored. Because why? I got to tell you, this United States Navy Master Chief is all over it.
Thanks for tuning in to Unapologetically Favored. When you stop worrying about what others think and start walking in your purpose, you allow yourself to grow, you discover all the gifts you have to offer the world, and everything begins to shift from uncertainty to possibility. Can't get enough? Unapologetically Favored is also a book. Bring home a copy and learn more about Courtney by visiting unapologeticallyfavored.com. We will see you right here next time. And until then, keep walking in your purpose.